LETBURNRANT. Click stream and enjoy the Lebrant podcast. The brooms has been taken out, and I am very, very stupid. I literally fucked up completely. Last week, I had said on my prediction that the Suns will win in 6 games against the Timberwolves. Frankly, because of the big three, I thought Beal will finally get healthy to go off. Durant will go off. Booker will go off. No. 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 None of them did shit. The only thing I was accurate was the bench, and the bench ain't do nothing. They ain't do shit. Timberwolves smoked them. They got the broom. They said, okay, off you are, motherfuckers, and dusted them off and put them back to the offseason. They have been completely 0-4. They are a complete donut. They hit the Golden Zambrero. It is over. The fucking motherfucking Phoenix Suns, who about 3 years ago went to the NBA Finals, but yet new owner came in. They destroyed this whole foundation of what this team stand on right now. They got no fucking point guard. They got no defense. They got no bench. They got an ailing Bradley Beal who's been hurt since the Washington Wizard days. They got a good guy, or maybe a great guy, and Devin Booker, who wanted to be one of the greatest scorers ever. Right now, that you're forcing him to be a passer. Let him be like Kobe. Let him shoot the motherfucking rock. Then you got Durant right now, who's so indifferent right now. He got more conflict with himself than Anakin Skywalker. There's no reason why he should be like this right now, especially for somebody who won 2 fucking rings and is a former MVP. But yet and still, he's let people on Twitter talk about him. You let people criticize his legacy. You let people talk about he ain't gonna be like a LeBron James. This man just let everything get to him right now, and he doesn't do squat diddly shit. I let that one real good out. Whew. Okay, past that rant point. Yeah, God. Anthony Edwards, he's the real deal. I am sorry for even doubting this young man right now. I think this is his 3rd year in the NBA. He's taking the leap right now to superstardom. He's definitely maybe the best young face in the basketball right now today, especially for a Minnesota Timberwolves team that hasn't had much success at all in the playoffs. They've been established since, what, 93? And within the last 20 years right now, they've been out since 89, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. But this is still a very young franchise. They haven't got that far anywhere in playoff history, not since Durant. I mean, not Durant. Kevin Garnett took them to the Western Conference Finals. So it went into history, other than getting knocked out first rounds. They're back. This is the furthest they have got since Garnett got them to the Western Conference Finals. Are there Western Conference Finals materials at this point? Yes, they are. Their bigs are amazing. Rudy Gobert, for all the talks we've always said about him being a liability and overrated, he doesn't look like that now. Carl Anthony Towns, we always questioned him because, like Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns is also a first pick overall also. In his own regards, he hasn't lived up, but with Anthony Edwards now being on the team, you got those 1-2 combo right now that complement each other, similar to many bigs and small, guards or wings or whatever you want to call it. That's always been a 1-2 punch that you kind of need in the NBA. Everybody say big three this, big three that. If you get somebody that can hit the rock like a Shaq and dominate like a Kobe, fuck everything else. Or get 2 stellar wings like a Jordan and Pippen. Fuck everything else. It don't even matter. You got Anthony Edwards, who's already taking the next step right now to superstardom. You got Carl Anthony Towns, who is still a young man, even after, 8-9 years in the NBA right now, that can still play efficient basketball. You had Jaden Daniels. He's also in his, second, third year also. That's now growing into an all-star type player. Mike Conley, veteran leadership. Naz Reid off the defense. I definitely counted the Timberwolves, I definitely counted them out. I wasn't really thinking about all the other factors. I was looking at simply the Phoenix Suns and the Big Three, and they could outscore anybody in the NBA. Anybody, all of them could potentially hit 30 points. And that's what I was looking at right now. I thought combined they could do something, and they didn't. They absolutely didn't. And for that, this is bad. This is really bad. this is the first official elimination for the Suns. And their offseason, I don't know what they're going to do in this offseason. I don't think their head coach and Frank Vogel is going to last long, because as a defensive-minded coach right now, there was no defense at all for this Suns team. He knows that. This roster configuration is all a mess. What was the whole point of getting rid of Chris Paul? I felt like Chris Paul would have been better situated to be able to handle the offense more than what you try to force in Bradley Beal and Booker, and even at some extent Durant. Everybody's forcing Durant to be a leader. At this point right now, Durant is not what he is. He's not that strong-minded guy that's going to be screaming and shit right now, barking at people to get through that. You know, he should never even left the Warriors for all that shit right now, because you had leaders and shooters and all these playmakers, and it made Durant like, okay. And there, it sucks on Durant part, because as great as he is right now, we expect him to be a leader also. And maybe he's the first superstar. Maybe Kawhi also, that don't want to take that leadership role. They just want to score and be be silent and just handle their business on the court, not off it. Who knows? The Suns, they got hit with the broom. Timberwolves did the unthinkable. First sweep in franchise history. And yeah. All right, Suns, back to the Heat. I mean, back to the Death Valley, wherever you guys came from. Timberwolves, they'll be waiting. I believe they're the 3 seed, so all likelihood, what we thought would be a Western Conference showdown would most certainly be a divisional matchup if we all predict that, they're going to handle the business. The Denver Nuggets is going to take out the Lakers, when they also had a shot at sweeping them also, since they've done it so many times right now. But the Lakers kind of said, nah, we good. We're not getting swept like this yet, which is crazy. In a world right now we live in right now, we don't get Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James out of the first round. Fucking crazy. But anyway, yeah, that's all I had to say. Suns, first team eliminated from the playoffs. They get the 0-4 donut. Like I said, feel better, Suns fans. Timberwolves, congratulations. Y'all did the unthinkable. I didn't think this was possible, but y'all did it. You get my props. I'm off this. On to next episode. Click, stream, and enjoy. Get the Leprechaun Podcast anywhere you can find it. Burn.